It's recording Chaitanya Bhagavat, continuing chapter 8, 6309. Jekane jayachi se achaye shekane tadurdva haite keha nare agyavine. One will understand these pastimes according to his qualification. No one can understand more without the sanction of the Lord. Varamagabale advaitara mukachahi toralagi avatara more tani. Mahaprabhu looked at Advaitacharya and said, "Ask for some benediction. I have descended to this world only because of you."
Ematasabha bhakta dekiya dekiya maga maga bale prabhu hasiya hasiya.
In this way, Mahaprabhu smiled and laughed as he looked at each devotee, and he said, "Ask for some benediction."
He mata prabhu nija aishvarya prakash deki bhakta gana sukha sindhu maje bhase.
In this way, Mahaprabhu manifested his own opulences, aishvarya prakashe. On seeing this, the devotees floated in an ocean of bliss. Sukha sindhu maje bhase.
Achintya chaitanya ranga bhujana na jai. Shaneke aishvarya kari punamucha pai.
No one can understand the inconceivable pastimes of Sri Chaitanya. One moment he displayed his opulences, and the next moment he fell unconscious.
Murcha pai. Baya prakashya puna karye krandan dasya bhava prakasha karye anukshan.
On regaining external consciousness, Mahaprabhu began to cry. He then continually cried in the mood of a servant, dasya bhav.
Galadari kande sava vaishnava dekiya sabare sambhashe bhai bandava bhariya.
Mahaprabhu wrapped his arms around the devotee's shoulders and cried. He addressed each one of them as brother and friend.
Lakite na pare keha hena maya kare vritya bina tanra tattva ke bujite pare.
The power of Mahaprabhu's illusory energy was such that no one could recognize him. No one other than his servants can understand him in truth.
Prabhura charitra deki hase bhaktagan sabai balaina avatirna narayana.
The devotees smiled on seeing Mahaprabhu's characteristics. They said, "Lord Narayan has appeared."
Kattakshana thaki prabhu kattara upar anande murchito hoila Sri Gora Sundar.
After remaining on the Singhasan for some time, Lord Gora Sundar fell unconscious in ecstasy.
Dattu macha nahi parilena prithivite deki sava parishada lagila kandite.
Mahaprabhu fell to the ground with no symptoms of life visible in his body. Seeing this, all his associates began to cry.
Sarva bhakta gana yukta karite lagila ama savacharya va takura chalila.
Then all the devotees concluded that the Lord had left them.
Jari prabhu e mata nishtura bhava kare amara amaraha ekshane chadiba sharire.
If the Lord displays such a cruel mood, then we'll also give up our bodies at once, said all the devotees.
Eteke chintite sarva agyara chudamani baya prakashya kare mahaharidwani.
While the devotees thought in this way, the crest jewel of all omniscient persons came to external consciousness and loudly chanted the name Hari Hari.
Sarvagani utila ananda kolahola na jhani ke kon dighoila vivala.
All the devotees raised a tumultuous sound of ecstasy, ananda kolahala.
Being overwhelmed, they did not know where they are, where they were. Kon dig vivala. Ematanandahaya navadvipe puri primarasa vaikuntera nayaka vihari. In this way, various ecstatic pastimes took place in Navadvip, as the Lord of Vaikuntha enjoyed his pastimes of ecstatic love. Esakala punyakata jay kare shravan bhakta sange gorachandre rahu taraman. May the mind of one who hears these auspicious topics always remain at the lotus feet of Sri Gaurasundara, surrounded by his devotees. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jan Vrindavana Dasa Tachu Padajugegan. Accepting Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories at the lotus feet.